Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John. I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Joining me, as always, is the hostess with the mostest. Joining me across the desk, literally, is Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I need to say hello to my brother who's on.
Brother's on?
Yeah, Chris.
All right.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, we do the show live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
On the Facebook.
The Facebook at facebook.com/ Disney Parks Podcast. You can watch us live in all of our shenanigans.
That's
and
right.
If not, you can always find us on iTunes, Stitcher,
Upcast, Downcast,
Incast, Outside USA. Yeah. You can see us on all the different podcasting platforms and all that good stuff. So, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, so our friends at Kingdom Consultant has a travel special offer. You can receive a $25 gift card if you book between now and August 15th, 2017. Packages must be 3 nights or more and include tickets and dining. Travel must take place between now and then September 30th, which is not hard to do with food and wine coming up. If the package is canceled or changed in any ways, the offer becomes null and void. Gift cards will be sent with the travel documents, and travel less than 30 days out will have the gift card sent separately. All you have to do is contact Kingdom Consultants and mention DP Podcast for this special offer.
Excellent.
Hey, $25, man. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So then we've got the newsletter. If you haven't signed up for the Disney Parks Podcast newsletter, you could do that over at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Little button there says newsletter. Sign up for it. We do that usually every Wednesday afternoon. And Wednesday afternoon, early evening maybe at the latest. We try to get that out. Lots of great information. We put content that you do not see on the website. We put links to podcasts. We put links to our meetups and stuff. It's the best way to keep up to date on all the comings and goings of the Disney Parks Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's sometimes special offers and things that
absolutely. We pass a lot of good stuff on.
We don't post on Facebook. That goes through the newsletter.
Yep. All right. So anything else we need to talk about before we get into everything? All right. So let's get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
John is going to start as soon as he starts cracking up.
All right. Hey, guys. Guess what? There's a new theater.
A new theater,
A new theatry inspired by Kansas City's Willis Wood Theater that's going to debut at Walt Disney World Resort. So a new venue for world-class entertainment is coming to Main Street USA at Magic Kingdom here in Florida. And a first look at the new theater was just unveiled this 2 weeks ago, at Disney's D23 Expo 2017. Now, if the image of the theater looks familiar, it's because the new entertainment venue will be based on the iconic Willis Wood Theater in 1920s Kansas City, where Walt lived after he left Marceline. Ooh. And as you can see from the design, it will fit extremely well into the Main Street USA theming. Across Disney, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, we've been upping the game in the entertainment with shows like Frozen Live at the Hyperion, said one Bob Chapek, chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. And he continued on to say, it's been a huge hit at the Disneyland Resort, and I'm sure many of you have seen it. Unless you don't come to Disneyland.
Right.
The new theater at the Walt Disney World continues that streak by bringing a new venue for world-class entertainment to the world's biggest park. We'll have more as more information comes out. One of the things that we talked about was what we'd like to see in the theater.
Yeah.
I hope they don't put Frozen.
No more Frozen.
I'm frozen out.
I'm frozed out.
I'm done. I'm done frozed.
Yeah.
I would love to see, I think Mary Poppins would fit there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some great ship entertainment that could be bolstered,
yeah,
put in there. They've got some great things off of Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Or
make up something completely new and fascinating.
Something brand new. What?
I mean, they've done.
What a thought.
Yeah, they've done a great job on building some good entertainment for the parks. The Mickey and the Magical Map, or whatever that thing was called. The Aladdin that they did in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
Festival of the Lion King, Little Nemo Show. You know, it's not like they don't know how to do this. They do know how to do this. They know how to build world-class entertainment. Whether they choose to is a completely separate story.
they know how to build it.
Yeah.
Build it, Disney.
Build it, and we
shall. And they will come.
And they will.
And they will.
Yeah. So a couple things you should know is this theater is not replacing anything on Main Street. Everything on Main Street is staying the way it is. This is going to be just past Tony's on the right-hand side, you know, the little entrance exit that they use when the park gets really busy. It's going to be in that area, and it will hold possibly up to 6,000 people at a time. So think Hyperion Theater, California, when you think of this little ditty.
Right.
I don't know. If they make, I don't know how tall they can make the building, because I don't, you know, they don't want to make it taller than the buildings on Main Street. Because then you'll see a building behind the buildings. Unless they theme it, the top of it, so that it looks like something that would fit behind a Main Street building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. I think that they'll have no problem with that. Because if you think back to when they had the Streets of America, you know, you never really knew that there was a Muppet balloon on the other side of that, because you couldn't see it. So I think that Disney's going to have sight lines taken care of and everything. I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. So I'm hoping that it's awesome. I'm excited for it. And, you know, they've talked about bringing close to 6,000 people into this theater, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be amazing to have a 6,000 seat theater. Do we know that number's legit? Or is that just the number you heard?
We're guessing that it's as large as Hyperion Theater, which holds about 6,000 people.
Right.
That's what they're saying right now.
Okay. And the Hyperion is amazing.
Yeah.
I love the Hyperion.
Yeah. The next big announcement was that Toy Story Land is going to open at Walt Disney World Resorts in the summer of 2018.
All right.
Partner. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Eat up with it.
Many of you know that Toy Story Land is coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios. We've shared several updates on that project here on this podcast. Bob made the big announcement that it'll be opening up summer 2018. And I hate when they just say summer of 2018. Is that June, Bob? Is that July, Bob? Is that August? Come on, you must have some kind of month in mind. At least say, like, August of 2018. And then you can pick a day when you get a little bit closer, you know?
Right.
That just drives me crazy.
Right.
Anyway, in 2018, you'll find yourself shrunken down to the size of a toy to explore the world of Andy's backyard with your favorite Toy Story characters, including Woody and Buzz. And the Toy Story Land will feature two themed attractions. And I just saw a picture today. The Slinky Coaster is finished.
Finished?
Finished.
Finished.
The complete track loop is all connected and done.
People are riding it.
No.
Well, I mean, testing it.
Yep. No. The track is finished. Slinky Dog Dash is the name of that attraction, and it will be a family coaster. If you can get your grandmother on this, good luck.
Yeah.
Family coaster attraction where you will zip dodge, and dash around many turns and drops that Andy has created to really make Slinky and his coils stretch to his limits. The alien swing saucers
really
will also be the second new attraction to the Toy Story Land. It's designed as a toy playset that Andy got from Pizza Planet, inspired by the first Toy Story film. Aliens are flying around in their toy flying saucers, trying to capture your rocket toy vehicle with the claw.
Nice.
So, now I hope that they're not building Luigi's flying tires again, and it'll be a complete failure, and in a year, they'll be replacing this with something else.
Well, at California Adventure, they have that rocket ride, you know, that picks you up and just spins you around. That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not like a thrill ride.
Right.
But it would be fun. It'd be cool.
Right. Hey, listen, I don't care what they build back there. I really don't. It's a Toy Story Land.
Yeah, you'll go.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah. I'll live there.
You're hooked.
I'll have my little tent set up in the middle.
They got your number.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a if, it's a when.
Yeah.
And it's how will you get me out kind of thing.
Fair enough.
You know, I just think, well, that's fine. Anyway. Hey, it's getting very close to September. We are probably 6 weeks out, something like that.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
I've already done some shopping. If you have not, I am highly suggesting that you go to facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. On the left-hand side, click on events and sign up for our party at Bay Lake Tower. We will be there on September 2nd, I think from 1 to 3. It's just a mere little $5 to help cover some of the drinks and food.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, it'll be fun. We have lots of giveaways and stuff. I got a suitcase, literally a suitcase of stuff to give away. So, and I am not taking it home. It's either being given away or I'm going to throw it off of the balcony. It's one of the two. I'm just going to go, it's free, dump the suitcase.
All right.
And let the feast begin. Also, don't forget that you can listen to us on your Amazon Echo or your Amazon Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, hey, whatever machine thing, play the Disney Parks Podcast, and that will happen. Don't forget to go to DisneyParksPodcast.com and check out our new store where we have coasters and mouse pads. And here is a mouse pad.
that you cannot get.
That you can't get. But we should allow people to upload their own pictures. Maybe do that, right? No?
Do you not? Yes, you should. If every picture can be at least 3,000 by 3,000 and okay. 300 DPI.
If you can find a picture like that, then I think we should let them upload. You should be able to take that with a camera, right? If you took a picture.
Depends.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll worry about that.
Let's talk to the person who does that before we start throwing that kind of crap out on the internet.
I'm just saying to you, the magician behind the scenes.
Gary, we're working on the phone cases, buddy. I promise you that.
And phone cases are coming.
We're working on the phone cases.
Anyway, go to DisneyParksPodcast.com and click on /shop, and you'll see all the stuff we have. We have some great stuff.
Yeah.
John's got a book. It's still on Park Hoppers. It's still $15. It's still...
For now...
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Free $15. Free shipping. Shipping's
expensive. Signed. Free shipping. $15.
To your door.
To your door. www.parkhoppers.com. I think there are plenty of links on the site where people can find it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book. It's Disney by the Numbers. Go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com. On the left hand side, click on obviously DBTN book, and you'll find the book over there. And last but not least, don't forget that you can call us and leave us a message at 407-413-9010.
Yep. I got one small thing. Can I throw out?
Yep.
We're doing a... WDW Park Hoppers is doing a special thing for the next couple of weeks. We've partnered with the Pixie Vacations group. Good folks over there. And between us and them, we are giving away...
$100
Disney gift card. So you can go to... gift card giveaway. All one word. www.parkhoppers.com/gift card giveaway.
Ooh.
And we're going to ask three questions there. You fill out those answers, put your email address in, and you are entered. That's it. That's it. One time in, that's it. And then we're going to choose people, one person chosen randomly. And the contest is going to run through August 21st. No purchase is necessary. Random winner, and you're going to be notified by email. So, yeah, www.parkhoppers.com, gift card giveaway. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so... some of the changes that came out of D23 don't just affect Walt Disney World. They're also affecting Disneyland. So there's a new Pixar pier to bring favorite Pixar stories to life at Disney California Adventure Park. And Tony Castellanova from Disney by the Numbers is relocating. Oh, wait, no, that's not there. So for a limited time, Pixar Fest celebration is... coming to be experienced all throughout Disneyland Resort. I think this is kind of a nice way of masking the fact that they're killing Pixar Land over in California Adventure.
Yeah.
It's turning into Marvel Land. So in addition to the amazing experience at Disney parks around the world, Chapek also announced at the D23 Expo that a new immersive experience is just is going to be happening at Disney California Adventure Park in California in 2018, y'all.
Now, when he said Pixar Pier, I thought he was turning the hotel into a Pixar hotel. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I was like, oh. Yeah. Well, that was a letdown.
Yeah. I figured. Coming to Disney California Adventure Park in 2018, more of your favorite Pixar stories will come to Disney California Adventure Park at the new Pixar Pier. Pixar Pier will feature a brand new look for the area, now known as Paradise Pier. It's not confusing at all.
Yeah.
As some of your favorite characters come to life in this seaside waterfront, you will discover whimsical neighborhoods filled with your friends from The Incredibles, Inside Out, and even more of your pals from Toy Story. Building upon the evolution of Disney's California Adventure Park that began in 2007, Disney is building more new worlds for you to step into and enjoy your favorite stories. The permanent addition to the park will open during a new limited-time celebration taking place throughout the Disneyland Resort in 2018, Pixar Fest. Experience the magical worlds of Disney in brand new ways as the entire resort comes alive with some of your favorite stories. At Disneyland Park, this incredible celebration will feature a brand new fireworks spectacular as the return of the guest favorite Pixar Play Parade. That's right. The popular parade is moving across the Esplanade, which could only mean the popular Paint the Night Parade returns, this time to Disney California Adventure Park. Screw you guys over at Walt Disney World. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's not there either. And if you're as excited as I am about this news, and hold on to your jetpacks, kids.
Nice.
Space Rangers. Because, oh, sorry, I should have read that. Hang on to your jetpack, Space Rangers, because Disney is also learned that there may be even a new float joining the already amazing nighttime parade that will take it to infinity and beyond.
Beyond, beyond, beyond.
Beyond.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong one. Right.
Beyond. They should have each float should represent a Pixar movie, if that's what you're...
Spoken like a true Pixar fan.
Yes. Spoken like a true Pixar fan.
So, you're going to take the Paint the Night Parade...
and turn it into the Pixar Parade.
Oh, boy. You're killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Why not?
No? Guys, yeah.
Let it run right through Cars Land into Pixar Pier or whatever, and out it goes.
I think that'd be fine, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like talking to take Paint the Night and like turn it into Pixar.
Well, yeah, Yeah, turn it into a Pixar parade.
Okay. All right. All right. Simmer down with the Pixar stuff, pal. How about we start off by getting a parade at Walt Disney World for
That ain't going to happen until
you know, I don't want to get on this bandwagon of, hey, let's have some fun over at California Adventure.
Yeah, I really don't think we're going to get a parade until the 50th. I really don't.
I don't think so either. Yeah. So
okay, last week we had a trivia question, and the question was, which phrase does the Evil Queen in Snow White actually say? And the actual phrase is...
Get her done.
Close. Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of them? Of all. And the winner is Jenna. And Jenna, something will be in the mail to you.
Wow.
Since I have your address now. This week's question, I think it's Googleable.
Googleable?
Googleable? Is that a word?
Googleable?
Googleable?
You can find the answer on the Googles.
Well, probably on the Googles. I think you can. But I'm going to throw it out there anyways.
Or for in Hot Tub Time Machine timeline, the Lugles.
The Lugles? I'm going to see who can Google this the fastest. This week's trivia question is, what are the names of Walt Disney's three brothers?
That's simple. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I don't think so.
Inkin, Blinkin, and Nod?
No, wasn't...
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
No. No. If you know the names of Walt's three brothers, email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Stitch, Lilo, and Leroy?
No.
Dang it. I can never get these stupid trivia questions right.
Like I said, I think you can find that on the internet pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm looking right at the answer.
Yeah. That was the easy one. So if you're looking to win a prize,
what was the hard one?
I think last week's question was pretty hard. The exact phrase.
The exact phrase, yeah, because most people probably said, "Who's the fairest of them all?"
Yeah, or them not magic mirror, but mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Who's the fairest of them all?
Yeah, we've kind of bastardized that. Yeah. There's a lot of things that we do, and then the funny thing that happens is we all kind of let those lexicons come into our creative thought, and then idiots on YouTube say, "Oh man, it's the Mandela effect," because when we were kids, we heard her say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?"
Right.
Now she says, "Magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of all?" Thanks. Mandela effect.
What's his name? Keith Lapning has done. We've had him on this podcast. He's done a couple events at D23 panels where he talks about the myths of the movies and how things get twisted.
Yeah,
you know, over time.
That's great. That's such a great thing to
Go check out Keith Lapning on YouTube.
Yeah, it's cool.
Trust me, you'll enjoy it. He's all over the place. He works for the Disney company. It's like he's got his own crazy YouTube channel doing all this Disney stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
Totally good stuff.
He's got like free reign to do whatever. So
hey, before we get started tonight at 7 o'clock, well, we tried to. We did a recording just for our Patreon folks. You can support the show not only emotionally, but financially, which helps us do really cool things like the whole meet up over at the Bay Lake Tower event. So go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast and you can check that out. Now I got the hiccups. Crap.
Nice.
We have some great rewards for different levels of support, and it's a monthly thing. So as you want to help us out, we give you some really cool rewards. Plus, we have tons of content that we put on there just for patrons, and we do. We've been working on doing live shows, so I think we've kind of figured that out. I hope so, anyway. We're going to start. We do live shows Mondays at 7 p.m., Eastern time. So we've got
that's correct.
We've got ad-free shows. If you like the shows but get tired of us talking about the ads, we do ad-free shows just for our Patreons.
That's correct.
We have other exclusive video content. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And then we have new offers, and we have some really cool things just for our Patreons.
That's correct.
Okay. So we'd like to thank our Patreons.
That's correct.
David M. Willie.
Correct.
Jeremy, Katie, Eva, Grant, Ernie, David R., and Ross.
That's also correct.
Thanks, guys, for being a Patreon. I can't believe this show's gone off the rails.
It has. All right, let's talk about some other stuff that's happening at Downtown Disney in California. Not our Disney Springs, but Downtown Disney. That's what they still call that.
Downtown, over in Disneyland, downtown.
There's a lot of things closing to make way for some new dining. I can't believe it, but the ride makers, I can't believe they're still open down there. Who's buying
those
cars?
Who's buying that stuff?
I know. I mean, come on. They should be... It should be the drone maker. They should be selling drones, not cars.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's L.A. That... Yeah. People are still
yeah.
on their
cars. All right. Ride Makers is closing. Build-A-Bear Workshop is closing. And Chapel Hats, which barely is open, is closing at Downtown Disney in Anaheim. They're going to make way for some new dining. With the replacement of these shops has been announced. The closure comes at a time of rapid change of the district. Splitsville Luxury Lane is currently under construction in the former home of the House of Blues. I can't believe they got rid of House of Blues.
Hey, you know, you can make more money with Splitsville than you can a bar.
Really?
All right. You know.
More changes are expected and be on the way as part of the makeover of Downtown Disney. It's unlikely that any of these stores that are closing will be relocated to new locations within Downtown Disney,
but
Chapel Hats has received an outdoor stand similar to the one that they operate at Disney Springs in Walt Disney World.
Sweet.
That one's by Chapel Hats has a store and a kiosk at Disney Springs. Their kiosk is on the lower portion of SDK if you're looking for that.
Right.
If you're looking for a hat.
Right. As you are wont to do. And no Mickey ears in Chapel Hats.
No Mickey ears in Chapel Hats.
Yes. So that's hey, you know, Disneyland's Downtown Disney's got a lot of really cool stuff and they should feel our pain. So
They
need a good pain. Can you please turn that down?
It's on me.
What is making that noise?
I think it's you.
It can't be. All of my audio is dead.
So is mine. It's all off. It's off. I don't know what else to
I've
turn
got
off.
ADD half the time anyway, so I'm hearing every 5 seconds it's freaking me out. It's
people talking in the chat room. Tell them to stop talking.
Okay. No, keep talking. Just be quieter. I'm kidding. Hey, Marketplace Fun Finds is closing.
Yes.
Once Upon a Toy is being remodeled.
I know.
Oh, they'll keep the buzz out front. Don't panic.
I hope so.
Sections of the Once Upon a
Toy. Please send it to my address at home.
Oh, yeah. Only at Disney. Dear Disney. Dear Disney. Disney. Please send Tony Casanova of DisneyByTheNumbers.com the giant Buzz Lightyear.
You have my address.
Please send that alarm that goes off intermittently every 10 seconds as well. 2 o'clock in the morning. Jeez. Because a kid leaned on it when we were taking a picture. Dumbest thing ever. Mm. Put a chain on it if you don't want it stolen. Don't put an alarm on it because people are going to lean on it. Anyway. Right. So, Sections of the Once Upon a Time store at Disney Springs here in Walt Disney World will undergo a refurbishment beginning July 31st.
Ooh.
Another refurbishment. To make way for this refurbishment, all of the Star Wars merchandise in the back section will be relocated to Marketplace Fun Finds. Screw you, Star Wars, I'm going home. As a result, Marketplace Fun Finds will be closed July 24th through August 2nd as Disney refits and renames this location to something Star Wars. The merchandise currently available in that store is typically available at other locations anyway. But Fun Finds has been a staple of Disney Springs for many years under many different names. Marketplace Fun Finds is not expected to return.
Yeah.
I can't believe that when Disney wrote this, they said, well, most of the stuff is available in other locations anyway.
Yeah.
And everybody who's reading this is going, say it with me now, Godoy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, just by the Harley Davidson store, there's Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, but I think they're talking about the fun finds.
I know,
stuff.
But I'm saying that it's not like you can't find Star Wars stuff at Disney Springs.
Yeah, I know, right? But they don't have the build the lightsaber thing. Mm. That's the moneymaker.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to build a lightsaber? Do you know how expensive that
is? I know.
I mean, you're paying by the part, man.
I know.
And like I see these kids,
like $6 for this and $6
for that. No, it's like
that.
10 for this and 12 for that, and you got to do this, and you get your kyber crystal, which is the thing that makes it glow.
Right,
you're $37.99. I saw this kid running around. And he had like the multi thing, like four handed.
Yeah,
and like I looked at his parents. And I just walked up and went, "You're spoiling your kid."
Yeah, how about the kid that walks around the park with the lightsaber, and then you get the lightsaber between the legs?
Like,
hello.
I got hit in the back of the head once.
Excuse me. Can we say hello before you put that lightsaber there?
Yeah, I got hit in the back of the head once.
Yeah, I usually get it between the legs, and I don't know why.
And in my head, I just spun around, and I was like, hey, you remember what happened to Darth Maul? Didn't work out so well for him, kid.
Yeah. The Disney Find Store, I think, was it was supposed to be a $5 and under when it originally opened, and it's changed. And then nothing in there was $5.
Right.
I'm not surprised that Disney didn't turn that into like their own little outlet store inside of Disney Springs. I mean, I know they have one in the outlet mall, but why cart it all the way over there when you can have it right here?
I think they did that because to do that would undermine all the shops on property, because they go off property.
Yeah, but I mean, they could sell things like the dated content, the 2016, without undermining anything.
I know.
It's just not this year.
I know.
If you're looking for something that says 2016, we'll go to that store over there.
I know, man. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know why they don't do that kind of thing. I don't know why they don't sell. Here's the thing. I don't know why they don't sell things. Like theme park. What was the theme park place?
Theme Park Press. Theme Park Connection.
Theme Park Connection stuff. Yeah. I don't know why they don't have a space to sell that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Because, they sell it at low-ish prices, and then they know that people are going to turn around and mark it up and sell it to Disney fans.
Yeah.
Why not cut out the middleman?
Yeah.
You know, because, like, whenever places go refurbished, I know there's somebody that, like, the Disney Fun Finds.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to have in my house. Yeah. That's the Disney Fun Finds.
Right, and the outlet store too also has, I would say, a lot of clothing that is either very weird. It's either all small or all some other size that nobody really wants. I mean, that's what winds up in the Alamo. I mean, just sell it there. I'm sure you can get rid of it. Why are you going to make somebody get in an Uber and go to the Alamo Mall when you can keep them on property, spending more money? I don't know.
I know, right?
It's just me.
It's just, I know.
All right.
Boggles the mind.
Yeah, exactly. Annual pass holders here in Walt Disney World are getting a special treat, and if somebody knows why we're getting this special treat, I'm all ears. I'd love to know. But there's a select few restaurants that we now get 30% off. That is better than Tables in Wonderland.
I know, right?
And I just renewed my call.
Sucker.
I'm thinking, well, maybe I should call them back and get it.
Cancel that.
Cancel
until after the 30%.
Yeah, if it's off.
And then they'll jack the price back up on you.
Right, probably. As soon as I cancel it, Mr. Castellano will cancel this table once. Let's take that discount away. Anyway, you get 30% off at select table service restaurants for annual pass holders
and
Disney Vacation Club members starting now through September 30th. September 30th.
Yeah. It will not change the price for magical dining.
No, it will not. It's just crazy. The dining must happen prior to 6:30 p.m. or after 8:30 p.m.
That makes sense.
So I need clarification from a cast member that's a server. Does that mean I have to be seated before 6:30, or my order needs to be in the system by 6:30? I have a feeling it's going to be the later. They want in order for the computer to give you a discount on the food, it's going to want it in the system by 6:30. That could just be me. But I'm thinking, how are they going to engineer that if
So what you're saying is you think that you're going to get the discount if the actual physical order is in by 6:30.
It has to be in by 6:30, not seated by 6:30.
When they make your reservation and they look at the time of your reservation, they'll be able to know whether or not you get the discount. It's much easier that way.
But you may not have been seated.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I don't think they're going to go by reservation time.
But if your reservation is 6:15...
Listen, if I'm running a restaurant, and I have, it would have to be, you order your food by 6:30.
Oh, that would suck for those waits. Because somebody with a 6:15 order would be like, hey, we get our order in. Hey, can we get somebody over here right now to get our order in? That would suck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Totally so, I think we need clarification. So, if you're a cast member who is a server at any of the restaurants that have this, tell us, you know, how this is working.
Yeah, shoot us an email at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, and you can remain anonymous. Yeah. We don't want to get anybody in trouble. We just really want to know. We should reach out to so-and-so's wife.
Yeah, we got plenty of, I got plenty of people I can reach out to.
Should we reach out to them and see what they say?
Okay, so the restaurants are this. Jiko at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Flying Fish, which I've not been back to since they've done the rehab. Mm-mm. I got to go. The Wave of American Flavors. That'll be good when we go have breakfast there.
Yes, it will, with their nonstop mimosas.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be included.
Probably not.
Citrico's, very nice place. The Grand Floridian Cafe, another nice place.
Yep.
Olivia's, Boat Rights, the Turf Club. I have not been back to the Turf Club since we went with Rick.
Dining 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or we went with Rick, which was the later.
Yeah. It's been a while. I think the Rick was, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Artist Point and Captain's Grill. I don't know why you would eat Captain's Grill. Isn't Captain Grill's under rehab?
I thought that too. I was talking to somebody and they had made reservations.
Or didn't they move it to another place?
And so they made reservations at Captain's Grill. And I'm like, isn't Captain's Grill going away?
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, these are, for the most part, a good majority of the signature restaurants at Disney.
Yeah.
So things must not be going well for them that they're offering pass holders 30% off.
That brings up a very interesting aside, if we can take an aside. Are we done with this topic? I don't have anything to
add. Yeah,
we're
done.
It brings up a very interesting aside. We keep getting reports from our friends who say, hey, the Disney parks are
dead.
And I'm like, seriously? It's summertime. Yeah. Even some of the, like, I Ubered last week, and a couple of people that I drove were like, man, the parks just are kind of dead. And I'm like, and this is a problem, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think they're dead because, you know, they have the blackout dates for pass holders. So they're thinking, well, if they can't go to the park, let's get them to a restaurant.
Maybe. You know? But I think that there's something going on. I wonder if Disney has finally hit that wall of pain for the customers.
Yeah. $110 a day?
$110 a day. Excuse me. Not to mention the, you know, the events coming. It'll be very interesting to see the
Food and Wine.
Food and Wine, but it's going to be very interesting to see the Mickey's Not So Scary and the Christmas Party to see what the attendance is like and see what the attendance is like during the day. Mm. What if it's like a ghost town during the day and then like that night it's like.
Mm. Well, I've heard Halloween's already sold out.
Halloween night?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, it's always sold out.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Whatever. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween at Disney.
Yeah, gotta go. Gotta be there.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
We still don't have headline news.
Dang it.
Okay, we only have a couple of these this week. Yak and Yeti Restaurant in Disney's Animal Kingdom is closing for maintenance on 7/20. It was a couple days ago.
How long is it going to be closed?
It did not say.
Mm.
So if you're a Yaki and Yeti fan, you're out of luck.
I know it's a restaurant that takes place in
Asia.
Asia, but Yak is a horrible name.
I know, for a restaurant.
For
what are you going to do? I'm going to go Yak.
I'm going to go the Yak. You and the Yeti.
Yeah. I think it was last week we spoke about Chef Mickey's being relocated.
Bye-bye.
It's not going to happen now. They don't have to close it to do the kitchen maintenance. I guess they have a workaround where they'll still be able to make food and keep you all in the same place. So
Somebody at the Contemporary said, why are we making the guests move when all we have to do is just bring the food down 4 or 5 or 6 floors. Yeah, yeah, but that's going to like really be inconvenient for the workers. And?
Right. Right. And this I thought was interesting. We were kind of talking about this while we were having dinner. Permits, demolition permits, have been filed for Disney Quest. Not rehab, demolition right. permits. So this building is coming down.
They're going to pull it like on 9/11.
Boom.
That was just for my wife who's watching the show.
That's a conspiracy theory anyway. I think 4 sticks of dynamite, one in each corner, should take the building down pretty easily. So this is adds some speculation that obviously the NBA experience is not going to be that large. So maybe it'll be something smaller and other things will go in this location.
They're going to put 2 basketball goals.
Two basketball hoops and and a couple of tables.
And a GoPro camera. Here's the NBA experience. Go shoot some hoops,
and
kids.
Some old clips of maybe the Harlem Globetrotters. And you know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring out some of the old Globetrotters.
Yeah, because so, I was kind of concerned. I mean, that's a large building.
That's a lot of space. That's kind of like what happened when they closed the Virgin Megastore.
Yes.
And they're like, what are we going to do with all this space?
Mm.
Let's tear it down to build Splitsville.
Yeah. We'll put in 2 bowling alleys.
Well, they were
on top of each other. Yeah. 2 kitchens.
Yeah. What did they have there before then? They had like, was it Ride Makers?
Yeah,
there?
It was Ride Makers in the front.
And you walk in, you're like, hello! Wait. Hello!
Can you build me a car?
What are you guys going to do with all this space? I don't know.
What space, space?
Finally, a proper use of the reverb button.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, that was I kind of liked the Virgin America store.
Yeah,
or Virgin Records or whatever it was.
It was cool. I mean, I never bought anything because it was so expensive at the time.
I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there was something there, it was like, oh my God, I had to have it.
They had that one sale area where there was all this stuff they were getting rid of. Yeah.
Getting a lot of likes all of a sudden.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. Like I said, I don't think it's the proper fit. You know, the story, this is the circus area of Disney Springs Town, because this is a town.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was told to me as it was a town, and there was, all these different parts of the town, and this is the circus town, because the Cirque, that's how they explained the tent. It was the circus area where the circus came to town.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to fit the NBA experience into the circus part of the town? Somebody's going to have to come back and tell me that story and explain to me how the NBA... is part of the circus, part of the town.
Yeah, and the NBA experience didn't do really well over at Universal.
Yeah, that's why it's not there.
It was there for a long time. I don't know how much luck they're going to have over here, but it does allow for more things to be built at Disney Springs. If they use, 1/4 of the space for the NBA experience, they can put in some more things there, which would be fine. Like, Disney Springs doesn't have enough crap. Excuse me. Sorry for those of you who are listening. What I meant to say was, I chose the wrong words. Like, Disney Springs doesn't have enough shops or things. There's a lot of things there that aren't necessarily being shopped at.
Right. And I think what Disney Springs truly, truly needs is a couple things. One is an adult male clothing store.
Okay. Whew, I thought you were going to say male review, and I was about to lose my mind.
Adult male clothing store. Something with shirts, collared and tees and whatever else, button downs, and with characters besides Mickey playing golf, or Grumpy. Then they need a children's only store, selling only children's stuff. Now, I know you can get this stuff at the World of Disney, but that store is chaotic.
That is true. And I think that if they do build the men's store and a ladies' store, let's just go ahead and throw it out there.
Well, they have trendy, which is pretty much only ladies. Yeah,
but there needs to be there needs to be merchandise that's not small, medium, large, extra large.
Yeah, every size, up to 5X.
Up to 5X, wouldn't be that big a deal.
No.
You know, and make it accessible and make it, you know, kind of like what they've done at the Marketplace with that little, I can't remember the name of
the co-op.
22nd and at the co-op. Yeah, but
The 28th and Main.
28th and Main.
Yeah.
You know, maybe expand that concept in a little bit bigger and then offer more sizes because the stuff they have there is amazing. I could just, and I know everybody's screaming at their podcast players, well, lose weight, fat boy. Well, I get that, but until I lose the weight.
I don't think that's what they're yelling, John.
Until I lose the weight, it's kind of, you know, I can order these great shirts from the Disney by the Numbers T-shirt club, available at DisneyByTheNumbers.com, that, you're welcome. But I can order these in larger sizes. But, you know, I would love to have really cool 28th and Main collars.
Like
shirts,
Hawaiian shirts
with the designs
camp
on
shirt
it. I think that makes
button down
sense.
Shirt.
I love
yeah.
that idea.
I know.
Write a letter. You're good at that.
I used to write to Jim Fielding, who was the VP of the Disney stores, and tell him all the time. And, you know, he listened. He always used to tweet back and say, that's a great idea, DBTN.
boo-boo. Yeah. Lots of picnic.
But that's what I think, Disney. If you're going to build shops, I don't think we need more restaurants right now. You know, the Edison is still coming. Portobello's is going to open. Wolfgang's getting redone. So I think we're full up on food.
What they're going to do...
I think we need some good specialty stores.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to get... who's the Latino? Who's the Latino chef on the Food Network who's all about, like, the tacos and stuff? He's going to open up a little taqueria.
Oh,
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking of? Darker guy with the tattoos.
Yeah, Sanchez.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to open up his chef thing.
Yeah.
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 That's what they'll do.
And Bongo's is not at the top of my list. I, you know, the food quality and the service has gone horribly wrong at Bongo's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's what it used to be.
Yeah. Did they take their... Did Gloria Stefan take her hand off of it?
I don't know. But if it went away, I would not cry a tear. You know, you could put something else there and I would go, well, that's fine. You know, not more food trucks, but put a restaurant there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got space for it, might as well.
Right.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's it?
I got nothing else.
That was a good show. Quick.
Yeah.
It felt like it went by quick. It's probably like 7 hours.
Yeah, it's an hour.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything else.
Neither do I.
You know, thanks for listening, guys. If you were part of the show, remember we do the live shows Mondays at 8 p.m. Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Make sure that you come visit us while we do the show live. Listen to the show. And if you listen to the shows, please rate us and review us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what's going on, what we could do better, what you'd like to hear, maybe some guest ideas that you'd like us to go after and try to get on the show. And make sure that you visit DisneyParksPodcast.com and click on our great sponsors. I mean, you could put the slash there. It's just overkill. You know, you don't need to. Google will take it without the slash at the end. You know, and we've got great sponsors there. We've got a lot of great content. You got links to Tony's site, my site, and Tony's book and my book. And we just want to thank you for being a part of the show. And can't wait to see you, you know, down the road.
And we'll see you in the books.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. One reach upon a star, your dream.